And a good Saturday morning to you here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Sports Talk here on this Saturday, January 12th, 2019. I'm Derek Dunn here on this snowy Saturday. Coming up, we'll talk with Frontier Community College baseball coach Brandon Benton. Also, we'll have a segment right there for you of the dedication ceremony at Center Street Grade School Gym that was renamed in honor of Diana Z. Zerlini. All that and more on the way. This is Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right with you here in just a matter of minutes.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the hometown bank's member FDIC equal housing lender.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? LeMond's offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast-talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and LeMond's will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMondsOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
When the temperature climbs, does your home develop hot spots? Consider eliminating those hot spots with a Carrier ductless system. As the name suggests, ductless systems give you control of your home's comfort without the need for invasive ductwork, focusing on those hard-to-reach spaces that need it most. Bring home versatile and efficient air conditioning that's easier to install than standard ducted systems. Carrier ductless. Visit CompleteHVAC.org for more. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Time is 9:03 here on this snowy Saturday morning. Derek Dunn with you. Now, I want to go ahead and tell you about the local sports here side. We had several cancellations to report on, and I want to mention the sports side of things here. You can always check out our cancellations page online at WFIWradio.com. There were several boys high school basketball games in Southern Illinois that were just either canceled, moved back, and let's go ahead and take a look at that here. So Fairfield was supposed to take on Carmi White County last night, boys high school hoops. The games have been rescheduled for Tuesday, January 22nd. That's following the Carmi White County Invitational Tournament. Also, the Skyward Bowl today has been postponed until February the 2nd. Edwards County and El Dorado boys basketball game Friday night, that's been canceled. It's been rescheduled for Saturday, February the 9th. Fresh soft starting at 5:15. Sisney at Grayville, that game was canceled. Have not received a makeup date for that. That's to be determined at this time. Now, in junior high girls basketball action, the SIJHSAA Class S regional games at Iuka, they were supposed to happen Friday night, but they got pushed back to Monday. They've been rescheduled for Monday, so here was the schedule for that. At 6 o'clock, St. Mary's will take on New Hope, and at 7:15, the nightcap game, Jasper and Jeff will take on Field. Also, the North Clay 5th grade basketball tournament, yesterday's and today's games have been canceled. Also, the Carmi White County Wrestling Tournament, that has been canceled today. Also, we got some kids in the area who actually advanced in this. The Elks Hoop Shoot, really well known this time of year. Well, the South Central District, the Illinois Elks Association, they have postponed the Hoop Shoot. They moved it back to Saturday, January 19th. Still the same location at Franklin Middle School in Salem. And here are the times for that. You have at 9 a.m. the 8- and 9-year-old boys and girls. At 10 a.m., 10- and 11-year-old boys and girls. And at 11 a.m., 12- and 13-year-old boys and girls. So, again, the hoop shoot, that's been pushed back. There's some kids in the area who've advanced to that, and they'll be participating in that next week. So, just want to mention it. Lots of games, again, in Southern Illinois. They got rescheduled. They got pushed back due to that. And again, you can check out our cancellations page online at WFIWradio.com. And there's also other cancellations as well here locally in the area that are non-sports related. It was a wonderful night Wednesday at Center Street Grade School. Dedication ceremonies were held as the gym was officially renamed the Gymnasium in honor of former FCHS principal and coach and also District 112 Superintendent Diana Zerlini. I would like to mention and check out photos from that on our Facebook page at WFIW Radio. It was posted Wednesday night. There was a photo album that was created of those photos. I appreciate the feedback as well. Had over 100 likes for that photo album. But here is a segment of the dedication ceremony. This is Scott England, who is speaking here, who spoke right before Diana Zerlini.
Which wants to be a game somewhere, whether that is left center of the softball diamond, down the third baseline of the baseball field, in the west end zone of the train yard, or the northwest side of the mule barn, you can find her cheering on the students of Fairfield. And of course, many nights, you'll still find her sitting right over there, cheering the Fairfield Colts to a victory with positive words of encouragement. So it is only fitting that tonight we dedicate the renaming of this gym in honor of Z, a place where she has and continues to be an encouraging presence for our youth of Fairfield.
Again, that was Scott England, who was addressing the crowd right before Diana Zerlini spoke at the dedication ceremony Wednesday night at Center Street Grade School in Fairfield. Again, you can check out the photos from the ceremony on our Facebook page at WFIW Radio. Stay tuned. Got another interview coming up here. This time it's about a baseball clinic, actually. We'll talk more about that. It's coming up here on Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Also, stay tuned. We'll talk about the Carmine White County Invitational Tournament, the schedule. Also, the Midland Trail Conference schedule. That has been announced. That's been released. Talk about the seeds for that as well. It's coming up here on Sports Talk.
Le Mans. For years, that name has been recognized across our region. A pillar of our community that has built their business around customer service, quality products, and a dedication to the community. As a big business in Southern Illinois, they needed a financial institution with those same qualities and one who could handle big business banking. They chose FNB, a bank with the services, capability, and capacity to be that partner. FNB. Banking. Business. Life. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. 1423 West Main in Fairfield. 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Wayne City is a proud sponsor of Wayne City Basketball. Contact CGB in Wayne City, Mount Vernon, Enfield, and Olney for complete grain bins and market reports. CGB is equipped to handle your grain in a fast and efficient manner, from selling and shipping to financing and risk management. Let CGB take care of your farming needs. Good luck to the Wayne City Indians from Consolidated Grain and Barge. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store in Wayne City for all your auto part needs. Napa stocks tools and equipment for heavy-duty trucks, marine, and all your farming equipment needs. Napa's annual winter clearance event is going on now. Save up to 75% off. Stop in Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 210 West Robinson Street in Wayne City or call 895-2108.
Get the good stuff. Napa. Get the good stuff. Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile treadwear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. And I want to go ahead and mention, just received this cancellation over the phone here just about a couple of minutes ago. Union North CP Church movie night tonight has been canceled. It will be rescheduled for a later date. That has just now been posted on our cancellations page online through our website at WFIWRadio.com. All right. Let's talk about the Carmine White County Invitational Tournament. It's coming up. It's a big tournament. 40th year, actually, for it. Starts on Monday, January 14th. Still, though, the same date, same times. No changes at all to the schedule at this point, so we'll go ahead and present it to you as it is. For Monday, January 14th at 5:30, Fairfield will take on Mount Vernon. At 7 p.m., Edwards County will take on Mount Carmel. At 8:30 p.m., Carmine White County, the host, will challenge Harrisburg. Session 2, which would be Wednesday, January 16th. Tuesday is an off day for the tournament. Wednesday, January 16th, games are as follows. At 5:30, Harrisburg will take on Edwards County. 7 p.m., Carmine White County will take on Mount Vernon. That's Mount Vernon, Indiana. Mount Vernon, Indiana, the Wildcats, as the Bulldogs will be taking them on. And then at 8:30, be Fairfield versus the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. Session 3 on Friday, January 18th at 5:30, Mount Vernon, Indiana versus Mount Carmel. 7 o'clock, Harrisburg take on Fairfield, and at 8:30, Carmine White County versus Edwards County. And then Saturday, January 19th. Now, you have Session 4 and Session 5 here. 10 a.m., Mount Carmel will square off against Harrisburg. At 11:30 a.m., Mount Vernon will take on Edwards County Lions. And then at 1 p.m., Fairfield will take on Carmine White County. So break in the action. And then at 5 p.m., Harrisburg will square off against Mount Vernon. At 6:30, Carmine White County versus Mount Carmel. And the nightcap game of the CWCIT, Edwards County will take on Fairfield. Now, the teams that were mentioned first, they will be the home teams during the tournament right there. So, again, that's the schedule for the 40th annual Carmine White County Invitational Tournament. And, again, that starts next Monday, so just a couple of days from now. We have not received word, because of the snow, of course, we've not received word if the times, any adjustments to the schedule, but it's still as it is as of now. Another tournament to keep an eye on. This one starts on Tuesday, actually. It starts on Monday, I should say, but the majority of games will start off on Tuesday. That is the Midland Trail Conference Tournament. Now, it starts on Monday night at 7 p.m. as Grayville will be hosting Sandoval. Grayville, the 8 seed, Sandoval, the 9 seed. Winner of that will face 1 seed Woodlawn on Tuesday, January 15th at 7 p.m. Following that also, you have Waltonville, the 4 seed. They'll be squaring off against Christ R. Rock, the 5 seed. Wayne City, the Indians, they got the 2 seed in this tournament. They're going to be taking on Weber Township, the 7 seed. That game will be starting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. That will be at Wayne City, by the way. Also, Odin will be squaring off against Sisney. That game will be starting at 4:30 Tuesday, January 15th, and Odin will be the host of that. Now, the higher seed again, host Monday through Tuesday. That's the schedule for those games. And then the remaining games, Wednesday through Saturday, they're going to be at Christ R. Rock Lutheran. Again, Christ R. Rock Lutheran, located west of Centralia. So the Midland Trail Conference Tournament, that will be starting up again Monday. Grayville hosting Sandoval at 7 p.m. The winner of that will face the number 1 seed, Woodlawn, and on down the line there. And again, runs through Saturday pretty much all week long. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. We'll be right back here. We've got an interview with FCC Bobcats coach Brandon Benton. Going to be having a clinic on January 21st. The interview is coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned. Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with me, Steve Thompson, at Country Financial today, and I can work with you to find life insurance that gives you the protection you need at a price you can afford.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? Le Mans offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast-talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and Le Mans will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMansOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
Three cheers! Winter sports season is here. Join United Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance in supporting these student athletes as they work toward a successful season. Sports teach the value of hard work and the benefits of teamwork. Now that's something we can appreciate, a policy of working together. Don't miss all the sports action this winter. The staff at United Mutual Insurance Company is proud to support our local teams and hopes to see many of you in the stands this winter.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showrooms to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899 or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat and massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on your future. With the latest in banking products and technologies, we have the solutions to help you keep your finances in shape, your banking experience easy and efficient. The numbers all add up. Come in today to learn more about our competitive rates, zero to low fees, and other extra values in Albion, Olney, Mount Erie, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. And thank you for making us your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Time is 9:18. By the way, we'd like to remind you this podcast of Sports Talk will be uploaded to our website at WFIWradio.com. Underneath the About Us, just click on Sports Talk right there. You can also listen to past episodes. We'll also happen to receive an update from the El Dorado Lady Eagle Midwinter Classic. This is from the athletic director, Greg Goodley, down there. Now, the 8:30 and 10 o'clock game this morning at the El Dorado Lady Eagle Midwinter Classic, that have been El Dorado versus Gallatin County, Benton versus Goreville. Those have been pushed back, actually. They've been moved to Wednesday at 5 o'clock and then 6:30 as well. Now, today's games of the El Dorado Lady Eagle Winter Classic, they'll be starting up today. They'll be starting at 11:30. Here's the schedule for that. Because there's been changes to the schedule. 11:30, Harrisburg will square off against Carmine White County. 1 p.m., Mount Carmel versus Anna Jonesboro. 2:30, Gallatin County versus Vienna. 4 p.m., El Dorado versus Benton. Fairfield Lady Mules will take on Harrisburg at 5:30. And then 7 p.m., Carmine White County versus Mount Carmel. So, again, 11:30 games on for the El Dorado Lady Eagle Midwinter Classic. Still good right there. However, though, the 8:30 and 10 a.m. games, they have been pushed back. Again, that was from Greg Goodley, the athletic director down there at El Dorado High School. Our next interview here, this is going to be with the FCC Bobcats coach Brandon Benton. As FCC Baseball, they've scheduled a clinic for January 21st. That's on Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. Tom Levine spoke with Bobcats coach Brandon Benton about the clinic.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Brandon Benton and Jimmy Brenneman and Zach Gertz from the Frontier Community College Bobcats. And now you got a kids' day coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
What day is that?
It'll be on the 21st, Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, they got no school, so.
That's right.
All right. So have you made plans in case there's snow?
We'll be indoors.
It'll be indoors, yeah. Okay.
This time of year, I mean.
All right.
We don't plan anything outside, so we'll actually be at the new facility in town, Carter Athletic Academy. Have you been there?
No, I haven't been there yet.
It's great. It's right over there beside his trucking company.
I hear good things about it.
Well, I want to say it's about 8,600 square feet, all netted inside, so it gives us the opportunity to do things like this.
Okay. Are you doing a lot of training there? Or?
Yeah, we'll be training there. The baseball team, we work out there.
Oh, okay.
For some of our practices. If it's nice outside, we'd love to be outside, of course, but, you know, today it's about 30 degrees, and, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to get snow this weekend, so... definitely on those.
Indoors is better.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right. So, Jimmy, what's your job for the 21st when the kids come in? What are you going to be doing with the kids?
We'll kind of run through a bunch of different things. We'll go over defense, pitching, hitting, base running, kind of all.
Base running.
Whole breakdown of.
That's
of
the most game. Important thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely the most under-taught part of the game.
Okay, and what is your what are you adding to it, Zach?
I'll be doing the same thing. We're gonna kind of focus on just the basic fundamentals there, and try and teach the game right, and you know really promote quality baseball around the area, and really you know grow our brand.
Okay, all right. So how do kids get signed up for this clinic coming up on the 21st?
Well, there's no internet sign up. Okay. I've done that in the past, and it turns into a little bit of a he said, she said, and then you have no shows. So what we do is you show up the morning of, and we'll have from 7 to 8 a.m. We'll be drop off, or I think it's maybe 8 to 9 a.m. We'll be dropping off the kids. We'll start. We'll run a morning camp. We'll go through the afternoon. Lunchtime, and then they'll pick them up at 1. So just come in and right there when you walk in the door at Carter Athletics, there's a desk, and okay. we'll have a waiver form and a sign-up sheet, and that's where
okay.
you'll
And how much does it cost?
$60. $60 per kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they get a head start on Little League for the summer, yeah. right?
That's right. So, well, not the summer, for the spring.
Spring. And yeah. spring baseball.
Yep.
Right. All right, I got to get to spring baseball.
Can I add one thing to that?
Sure, go ahead.
That is open to boys and girls, too. I've gotten a
boys
few,
and girls.
Few yes. emails about that.
So okay. A few phone calls.
Clear right. that up.
Okay. Is it, so Jimmy, is it the same for boys and girls teaching baseball? Baseball, softball?
A lot of it's the same, especially at a younger age.
It's
a lot of the mechanics are the same.
Okay. All right. The mechanics translate, even though you're throwing the ball, pitching the ball different.
All right. Yeah.
Pitching is probably the biggest difference. Yeah. If you look at, you know, and they have some slap hitters in softball and different things, but if outside of teaching slap hitting, hitting is hitting.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Throwing is throwing.
Right.
Fielding is fielding. Base running is base running. And there's some different rules with softball, with base running and pitching, you know, but... We don't quite dive into all that stuff. It's really just the basic fundamentals.
It's just fundamentals.
Yeah, the okay. age groups we're looking at are 6 through 12-year-olds. So.
Okay. So 6 through 12-year-olds will have something to do on Martin Luther King.
Come out to Carter Athletics. We're going to be having a lot of fun. It's not just going to be us. We'll have our team there.
Okay.
So it'll be a lot of big, strong athletes running around that are helping out as well.
Okay. So the kids can get to see get to interact with the players that they'll be seeing when the spring season home games at FNB Field, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Let me talk to Zach for a moment. You're working with pitchers and catchers, right?
Catchers and hitters, yeah.
Catchers and hitters, okay. So what do I not understand? And let me tell you, I understand very little about baseball other than the ball is round and about this big. what do I not understand about catching?
Oh, I mean, if you look at the past couple World Series championships, there's one thing in common, and it's a strong catching base. They're kind of the middle linebacker of baseball, the captain on the field. I mean, they have to focus on hitting and defense, and more importantly, they have to control a pitching staff. And a lot of the games, you know, played between the pitcher and the hitter, and the catcher is going to control a lot of that, and they face the field. And I always say kind of a good catcher is like a good umpire. If you don't notice them, you know, they're probably doing their job. So it's a huge leadership spot, and it's a position that just is very underutilized and undertrained, and we're just trying to improve that position all around.
Okay. All right. We are talking to Jimmy Brenneman, Zach Gertsch. I'm getting that right, right?
Zach? Yep.
Okay. And Brandon Benton from Frontier Community College Bobcat Baseball. Got a big baseball clinic for kids 6 to 12, right?
That's right.
6 to 12-year-olds, boys and girls, on January 21st, Martin Luther King Day, day they don't have school. Drop-off is at 8 o'clock at Carter. It's Carter Athletics? Or?
Carter Athletics Academy.
Carter Athletics Academy. It's on the city's west side. You can't miss it. And we will talk more about the training day coming up and then about spring baseball coming to Frontier Community College in just a few moments.
And that was Tom Levine speaking with Bobcats coach Brandon Benton about the upcoming clinic. Again, that will be for January 21st, as it is a clinic, again, going to be held at Carter Athletics Academy right there. And if you have any questions at all, contact Brandon Benton about that. Check out the Frontier Community College Athletics website right there. Check it out on Facebook as well for more information on that. Coming up, we'll take a look at the local sports schedule. Also mention the games that were rescheduled last night, canceled due to the snow. They've been pushed back. I'll mention those again. It's coming up here on Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Back with you here and after these words.
Small business is the backbone of our communities. It's a good feeling to know that one loan to a business benefits everyone in the community, not just that business. Hi, this is Matt Moore, commercial banker of People's National Bank in Fairfield. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference since 1909. Member FDIC.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here to support our local community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is a locally owned pharmacy right in Wayne City. Health Mart pharmacist Tom Blasdale has a personal commitment to his community because just like you, he supports his community. Shoe Creek Health Mart Pharmacy is locally owned and hometown proud. Wayne City is a Health Mart town. Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. And Derek Dunn with you here on this edition of Sports Talk. I want to mention this. So this is from the Wayne County Highway Department. Wayne County Highway Department reporting that all blacktop and asphalt roads are clear at this time. Again, that's from the Wayne County Highway Department. All blacktop and asphalt roads are clear at this time. So that is their official Facebook post right there, Wayne County Highway Department. Well, appreciate the road crews. Thank those guys for trying to do the best they can and combating here, you know, the snow and the ice, trying to get all that cleared off the roadways. We greatly appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports schedule. Again, many cancellations here. I want to talk about the El Dorado Lady Eagle Midwinter Classic. Again, the 8:30 a.m. game for El Dorado and Gallatin County, that's been moved to 5 p.m. Wednesday. Also, a 10 a.m. game between Benton and Gorville, that's been moved to 6:30 p.m. Wednesday. Now, the remaining games on the schedule, still good at this time. 11:30, Harrisburg will take on Carmi-White County at 1 p.m. Mount Carmel versus Anna Jonesboro. 2:30, Vienna takes on Gallatin County. At 4 p.m., El Dorado versus Benton. At 5:30, Fairfield versus Harrisburg. At 7 p.m., Carmi-White County versus Mount Carmel. Again, Greg Goodley, the athletic director down there at El Dorado, reporting that the 8:30 and 10 a.m. games have been pushed back to Wednesday. But the remaining games, 11:30 on, they are still a go at this time. Taking a look here at the cancellations, as there was multiple sporting events that were canceled last night and have been rescheduled here. Let me pull that up here for you real quick. They are on our cancellations page as well as our local sports page online at WFIWradio.com. Again, Fairfield versus Carmi-White County Boys High School basketball game Friday night. It's been canceled. It has been rescheduled for Tuesday, January 22nd. Also, also from Fairfield, the Scholar Bowl, which would have been held today, that's been pushed back to February the 2nd. Edwards County El Dorado Boys basketball games tonight, they were canceled. I should say Friday night were canceled. Games have been rescheduled for Saturday, February the 9th. Fresh off starting at 5:15. Sisniac Grayville Boys High School Hoops, that's been canceled. Makeup date to be announced. The SIJHSAA Class S Regional Games at Iuka, they were canceled Friday. They were rescheduled for Monday. Here was the schedule for that. At 6 p.m., St. Mary's will take on New Hope. And at 7:15, Jasper Jeff versus Field. Again, those games pushed back to Monday night. All games at the North Quay 5th grade basketball tournament, which were to be held yesterday and today, Friday and Saturday, they've been canceled. Carmi-White County Wrestling Tournament today, that was canceled. And also, the South Central District of the Illinois Elks Association, they had postponed the hoop shoot. Got several kids in the area that will be participating in that. It will be held next Saturday, January 19th. Now, location's still the same. It'll be held at Franklin Middle School in Salem. And here are the times for the competition. At 9 a.m., 8 and 9-year-old boys and girls. At 10 a.m., 10 and 11-year-old boys and girls. At 11 a.m., 12 and 13-year-old boys and girls. So that is you know, the recap right there of the games that are supposed to be held either last night or today. It's been canceled or pushed back. Again, it's on our cancellations page on WFIWradio.com. Also want to mention that school closings and cancellations are brought to you by Beth Sessions, Country Financial Representative at 1001 West Main Street in Fairfield. Give her a call, 842-2186, to discuss all your financial needs. All right, that about wraps up Sports Talk here on this snowy Saturday morning. I want to go ahead and thank our sponsors for sponsoring today's episode of Sports Talk: Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Farmers Packing, FNB, Fairfield National Bank, Lamont Chevrolet Chrysler, Napa and Fairfield, People's National Bank, Rush Appliance and Furniture, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Bontire, Wainwright Propane, Trust Bank, Osselton Meredith Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, and Napa of Wayne City. So those are the sponsors here of Sports Talk. If you haven't heard any of these sponsors being mentioned, please reach out to them, tell them thank you, and not only that, for supporting Sports Talk, for sponsoring, but also supporting and sponsoring local athletics games here on the radio, boys and girls high school hoops. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Sports Talk for this Saturday. Have a great and safe weekend. Be safe out there. We'll see you all next Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.